I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best event of the year is finally, well, it happened.
It happened. It sure did.
I think we need to make a little phone call to our future selves and find out what future T. Kyle and future Bradley think.
Let me pull up the Motorola Razr and give them a dial.
Oh, give them a little ring.
We'll slide the screen up.
Okay. Oh, he's got one of those ringback tones. Hello, our Saturday selves.
Hello. Yeah, we're deep in AI here. In fact, now I've got an AI boyfriend.
Yeah.
We've got a full Rihanna album AI'd. Well, now we're going to have to, but...
Moomoo's 3 and T-Kai L3.
Yeah, it's great over here. See you in the next dimension. Yes, we're reporting to you live after the Super Bowl halftime show.
Sunday meant to be a day of rest, but not for us. Or her. Or the little Bobby shaking Bobby. Around.
Number shaking around.
Okay, did you see there's a tweet of someone screenshot Terry Joe dancing to Rihanna, and they're like the Bobby inside Rihanna's stomach during that entire Super Bowl. We'll post it. We have to post it.
The Bobby was pouring it up, watching it all fall out. Hopefully not. Ooh. We don't need the water breaking during this performance.
You know, that would be iconic. That would go down in history.
Pour it up. Watch it all fall out. My God. Okay, well, here we are. Rihanna the pop star has returned in her first stage performance since, I want to say, 2018 at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
What did we... I think my opinion just changed entirely once we did confirm.
Yeah. Also, I was shook throughout the entire performance because I caught the opening jacket pop.
Yeah.
And so my jaw hit the floor and then she went so high up and I was so nervous the whole entire time watching it. Like, I was shaking my tits, but I was like, wait, what just happened?
I think that was the general reaction. I was just like, wait, but is...
Yeah, I was like, get down.
Is everyone... You know, and obviously the search is all in up, and it was this sort of uncomfortable, uneasy thing of being like, I don't want to comment on her body, but like,
yes,
is she clearly signaling? Because now that we know that opening moment, there was the belly rub.
Right. Which,
but it wasn't as drastic as Beyonce doing hers or the Cardi stunt. You know, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was as obvious.
No, the camera was way further back. Than the Beyonce, like that iconic jacket pop at the end.
Yeah, she did rub it more by the time Diamonds came around. And now watching it in retrospect, yes, there was a lot of indications that she was showing us. But I felt like uneasy being like, well, we didn't know up until this moment. So I think that.
Well, right. It's like not, it's not
kind of
overtook
the performance for me because I was like, oh God, now there's going to be all these conversations about not even paying attention to that or whatever. I'm glad that the rep confirmed.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I have a different appreciation for the performance already. That is a pregnant woman doing her decades of hits, billionaire woman. But yeah, let's talk about the performance.
Okay, well, shout out to everyone for participating in our Fenty Bowl chat over on Discord. Shout out to the Legends Only fans. We were all shaking.
Yes,
and
shout out to the Discord.
We polled the room. So if you got your vote in by 10 p.m. Eastern, the girls have spoken. The majority is saying they're rating it 7 out of 10.
Oh, 777?
Ooh, concept. With the number 8 coming in second place, so the girls are feeling strongly
eight
about this.
Mm-hmm. The girls are feeling yes, a strong 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I would place it.
I think so too. Yeah, because it was like it was the weirdest thing. I was rattled the whole time.
I was rattled. I just didn't know if it was signaling yes, I am, and let's continue this performance, or if it was about to spark this whole debate. Online. Again, I'm glad that the rep, confirmed really quick, but let's talk about like what actually happened during the show. So we've got the opening, which was just the close up on her face.
A slay.
Like just immediately in it. And she looked stunned, obviously.
I loved how it started really close up and then pulled back, and I was like, oh, she's up really high.
Real high. I loved that reveal. I loved the floating platforms. Very. Super Mario, very mm-hmm.
literally
really
all the UFOs that were flying around the U.S. today.
Yeah, they were shooting down Rihanna's.
They landed.
Floaties.
Don't get that one. She's still performing. Bitch, better have my money. Don't shoot.
She shot down the Koopa clouds. And she performed on them.
It's me. Yeah. Oh. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Stage was a sleek sleigh.
Sleek sleigh. A lot of things make sense now in context, you know, because I did have the feeling as it started rolling out and continued, like, okay, there aren't really a lot of big changes to the set or the props or anything like that. But she's working with a baby on board. There were different considerations. I wonder at what point. Well, so you sign it like 6 or 7 months.
Before. I'm assuming, I would guess that it would be minimum 3 months. I have no idea, but I would just assume, like, just because how behind TV always is with like advertisers and all that stuff, I would guess
mm-hmm.
3 months, 4 months.
Right. I will say that the configurations of the dancers, it still did give me a little bit of the 2016 VMAs, which I liked a lot. I mean, that's Rihanna. Like, the other part of this is, like, we know who she is as a pop star, and she did give us that, more or less. I kind of live for the fact that she's very unbothered in general, and she did stay true. I kind of respect it, that she's just like, well, fuck it.
I love that aesthetic because I feel like the simplicity of the stage really highlights the fashion.
It highlights the fashion and it highlights the sheer volume of bops because every transition you're like, oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. that one. Oh, not that we didn't all know them all already, but I do think she threw in quite a few surprises to start with Bitch Better Have My Money.
Well, she got that check. She got a check, which
she literally should have held a check up in the air and then sat down.
Yeah. She's like, okay, fine. I'll be a pop star tonight.
Yeah. She literally said, I got paid to be here.
Yeah. That kind of hit in like an hour after watching it. I was like, oh, wait, that opener now? She's trolling us again.
She is. She's like, you want this? Pay. I would say I was generally surprised at the set list. Because I just felt like it was happening at times I wasn't expecting it to happen, too.
Mm-hmm. Same, agreed.
Transitioning straight into Where Have You Been, Only Girl, was earth shattering. It was just like, this is all happening so fast. And then We Found Love, to just go straight there.
Yeah, she really said like, oh, loud era.
She did.
Let's get loud. Oh.
Another Super Bowl performer.
entertainer, as some would say. No, I'm kidding.
Sony entertainer. I'm really happy about the set list for the most part.
Same.
Rude Boy making it, thank God.
Wait, I have to shout something out. Oh. So she used, or I don't know the inner workings of this, but the Rude Boy mix is from a producer named Clean with a K. Oh. And I believe he's from Brazil. Let me just pull up his account. It's Clean.
Brazil made it to the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh, he's doubled in followers since I refreshed this. He's at almost 20,000 followers now on Instagram. But this Rude Boy mix he did, it's from SoundCloud, and I heard it and I was like, oh my god, this is a bop. And then I saw online people shouting it out.
Oh wow, DJ Clean, and there's already articles about it.
Yeah, yes. Like I,
oh my god, this is a child. That's a child.
Oh yeah, this, they look young
photo.
Yeah, but I was like, this is cool, because obviously that's like self promo, but like I just made that mix last night and I'm like, I would be fainting if like that happened. So I think it's cool.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's so cool that they used, or they worked with someone who made a fan edit.
Yeah. There were some surprises at the same time. I'm shocked, but also I'm not shocked by anything, but like Wild Thoughts making it was like, oh, okay.
I know. I was nervous that she was going to bring him out.
The men, I know.
I was like, no.
What a blessing. No men. I mean, no guests, but no men.
That we know of.
Well, yes. She might have had a little man.
Yeah.
Hanging along with her the whole time. A little rude boy. But, you know, I kind of live that there were no guests. It also did add to the stuntery of it to be like, there's no guests except for one special guest.
I do like that she mixed it up, because now it kind of leaves a question mark moving forward. Like, oh, you don't actually need to interlude, but I don't know.
It is very iconic, I think, to say, no, just me alone can handle this Super Bowl. That's pretty cool. And she can. She doesn't need to do the 50 guests. And to a degree, I do think we kind of got crazy with it. It started becoming like, what 50 people are we inviting for this? Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to see somebody be like, I can do this on my own.
This is
granted
my show.
My show. You know, of course, 500 dancers, but like to have it be all eyes on her. Pretty cool. I also thought, I loved Pour It Up. I thought that was like an unexpected moment. You know, all the lights run this town. I both did and didn't see coming. That's very like,
I would have swapped them out personally. I would have left them on the cutting room floor. Well, I said it. And I would have thrown in SOS and Let Me. But that's just me.
Let Me and Sell Me Candy. And Unfaithful.
Or Disturbia.
Right. True. I lived for the birthday cake half second that she threw in there.
Oh, yeah. It was like a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got little tastes of songs along the way. I did enjoy that. I'm so curious about her 37 or 39 set list changes now, knowing what we have. I'm so curious what got cut.
I also wonder if it's because of Little Bobby. Like, did the set list and the plan for the show have to change?
What if she had Cheers?
Oh, and she couldn't, you know, because you can't do that, it, you know?
Or maybe she could, and the Bobby would be
The flavor. Oh,
the flavor. You know, and I think the only true thing I expected and did happen was Diamond's finale. Absolutely had to be, was exactly what we said it was going to be. Rise up, Lotus, rise in the air and do Diamonds.
I thought it was stunning the way they filmed it. I got a little nervous with the rocking platform.
Yeah.
Because at this point, like, I'm also in real time, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's revealing that she's pregnant. She's up so high. That thing is rocking. But then when it pulled back, the drone pulled back, that final shot was breathtaking. Like, it was just beautiful.
It really was. It was.
And the jacket, like, I liked that she did mix up a little something by adding like a nice.
Yeah. Alaya and Loe, or I just did the fashion credits, but oh, yes.
Check the tag.
Check the tag.
Yep.
Yeah. And also sort of a interesting to not do any real costume changes, but adding the coat was a moment at the end there. It's so hard to even talk about because it feels so surreal that Rihanna just performed.
It does. Also, I think probably the moment, one of the moments of the night, aside from this literally just breaking news.
I know what you're going to say.
Because like we just got the confirmation that she's in fact pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
The Fenty palette.
The Fenty.
The Fenty palette.
The blotting powder.
I screamed at my TV.
I did too.
I screamed out loud. I think she needs to go to jail. But like, I love her. I also saw someone write, I believe in Discord, imagine being the dancer who got to keep that palette.
Oh, the prop palette. True. Unless she like signs it and auctions it off or something eventually. But that was, I actually did.
Give me back the component. That hasn't been revealed yet.
Yeah.
Throws it at Michaela in the stands.
Revealing. Yeah.
False advertising.
I did live for that. I'm actually surprised she didn't really lean in completely and just do all Fenty products, like including the clothing. But I'm glad we got like a little funny Dan moment of being like, oh my God, Fenty.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a moment. And to be fair, there was some choreo that I really did love. She has that Rihanna way that I do really enjoy. But obviously...
Yeah, the pregnancy announcement really changed the way I felt about it because...
Yes.
I will be honest. We keep it honest on here.
We do.
When she pulled out that Fenty palette, at first I thought... My first reaction was, oh no, the camera came in too early. And then a second later it hit me. I was like, oh, she's trolling us. And then I screamed. And then I was like living for it. And then throughout the rest of the performance, I was like, she's kind of like, it's not that she's giving nothing, but like she's giving not everything, but like it's, yeah. She's not giving everything, but it's giving me everything, even though she's not giving me everything that I know she could be giving me, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. I do also kind of feel like that's Rihanna, though. Like, I feel like we're a little rusty and we forget. But she's a no fucks kind of girl, unapologetic. I know it would have probably been different.
You know? That's what I'm wondering, because I do feel it was very one note.
Mm-hmm.
And the note was a beautiful note. She hit the note. She just held the note for 13 minutes. And then I felt like Diamonds kind of felt like a switch up. Mm-hmm. But I do miss, especially because she's so visual. I do miss, or like, not that I'm disappointed because like it doesn't matter, but they're not being like little graphic visual elements, like with Umbrella doing, maybe rain started coming down from the platforms or everything turned to blue, or you know what I mean? Like little markers, kind of like, like Rude Boy changed to bright gold. And then she went, like little visual markers I felt were missing, but again, I think the pregnancy really changes the whole thing, because are you going to take that risk?
Right.
With, you know, like we've seen obviously like how costume changes happen. They happen in split seconds. Mm-hmm. That seems, it's too risky, I would imagine.
I guess she doesn't owe anything to anyone.
No.
I guess I wonder, because I've looked on Twitter briefly and I've looked at social media and forums and stuff and like,
oh, how's that going?
I just wonder, not that she, again, owes anybody. I wonder if we knew ahead of time and had expectations altered appropriately, how it would have gone over. Because I think this is fabulous knowing that, you know, she needs to be protective and shouldn't be like fully throwing herself on the floor or anything like that. I just wonder how reception would have been. I mean, it is kind of genius to like cause such a frenzy.
I mean, it's iconic. Like, this is I mean, it reminds me of when Serena Williams won the Australian Open and she was pregnant. Like, that is, it's like, it's such a highlight in your career as a, you know, as a master of your art, your skill.
Yeah.
And to be pregnant and that lives on in history, and then your baby always has that memory. Like, that's epic.
It is. I mean, I'm never going to dislike what Rihanna provides, so I'm a bit biased. But
same.
I thoroughly enjoyed what it was. I'm still processing.
Me too.
I still love the set list. For the most part, I'm like really pleased, if not surprised. I think she cycled through some songs I wasn't expecting.
And all Mix, in all, Mick Slade, the Mix fashion is, Slade. Yes. I think as a lover of pop spectacles, I can, you know, be honest and say that I don't feel that it was the best that she's given or the best I think she could give. Right. However, my gut instinct when I see people on Twitter being like, well, that was I'm like feral. I'm like in defense mode of her. It's
like, I don't think Rihanna's ever boring, to be honest. Like, even I'm like
exactly
obsessed with it. So that's kind of the thing is like, no, I'm not going to put it up against a choreography heavy halftime show from the past years. But like, I'm very entertained by whatever she gives. It's her thing. And at the same time, it does also leave a lot of questions now about like, okay, album, tour, like,
well,
the tour,
like, we're not getting the tour.
Not get the tour.
Which
so funny that
all
the
of
rumblings
our
were so loud.
All of our wallets just sighed. They're still, they're screaming in pain, but they just let out a little relief.
Relief?
Yeah. But I don't, I would guess that we're never getting another album. Like, to me, I am like, at this point, I feel like she should just say it and I will accept that. It's like, it's how I felt like when Serena retired.
Bad for business, but I get it.
Yeah. I'm like, we stan, we will support in anything you do.
Uh-huh.
But like, just throw the Fenty palette right in my face and let me have it.
You know?
Just crack your Fenty mirror over my skull and tell me to
my
stop asking for it.
Over Fenty beauty palette. I agree with you. I think obviously tore out the question. There are rumblings that Apple Music accidentally wrote new single after the Super Bowl show. I don't know if
they did, and they corrected it. So they changed the language from stream her new single after the Super Bowl to like stream her new single Lift Me Up.
Oh, well, which, you know what? That probably is true. Like, that's probably what it was intended to be anyway. She's not trying to launch anything, so it doesn't make sense to leak. Release a single if only to be, you know, generous to fans, but that would be the only reason. She's not trying to start an era.
No, clearly.
So yeah, bittersweet in some ways, but I have to respect that she's very much a businesswoman who knows what she wants. Her work-life balance is in check. She gets that giant check and she goes on about her affairs. She did that.
I know, it's like, it's, I'm like laughing because it's like, I have been on this journey obviously since day one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I think because it's like, I'm shocked, but I'm also not. And I still love her. And I'm like, even though like the creative brain in me is like, thinking of all these songs and has been dreaming about this for months and like all of the things she could have done with, you know, literally an umbrella, being the only girl, like but I don't know.
Then sometimes you just have to like check back into reality of what Rhi does.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well.
I do love that I'm seeing a lot on Twitter. People are bringing up the MTV performances from 2016.
Yeah.
Which I always love to see.
Wanting to see, really.
And me too.
Again, some of the group formations were reminiscent of it. It's just like, yeah, I guess because she wouldn't have been able to do that now because of the way the set and the costuming changed each version.
Yeah, there was multiple, there was like probably 20, 25 minutes between each of those
sets. You know, basically that also would have served as a perfectly good halftime show.
Well, it's available on YouTube, not sponsored.
Sure is. Wow. Well, we're here. We have experienced the Super Bowl halftime show.
We have. I'm so gagged. I'm like, I still can't.
I am gagged. Yeah.
And I guess it's like, I mean, I'd rather this rather than it be like, you know, some man came out. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it is what?
Not that serious. But very.
Wow.
Pregnant Bobby Renna. Well.
Well, wow. I guess we'll be seeing all of you at the Eras Tour this summer. No.
Yeah, I guess I'll put away my R9 custom outfit. I was planning to debut at midnight, I guess.
I know everything she said in that press conference too, which we talk about like later in the episode.
Yes.
Is I'm never trusting her again.
No, this
is a potential mother.
This is literally a mother.
This is a potential liar. bitch better have my facts straight. How about that?
Bitch better have my OBGYN.
Oh, nah.
That's the baby's first words.
Oh. Won't be the baby's first performance, though.
No. It's true. I can't believe that baby headlined the Super Bowl.
Literally. Like,
A bit iconic.
Do you think they remember that?
It's definitely the jostling around. They're like, I was fucking shook.
I know, like, it's like those people, this is a word, I'm sidelining and it's late, but it's like the people who do, like, ayahuasca and they say that they remember, like, being in the womb, and I'm like, anyway.
Well, I think we are going to continue to process, digest, and rewatch that performance. And we're going to keep up with everybody in the Discord after this recording and see how everybody's feeling, reacting.
At the end of the day, I feel like I've always joked, like, I would watch my faves sit on a stoop and, like, I would shake and cry. And she did that at one point during Pour It Up. And I screamed. And then I was like, but I still love it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Because at the end of the day of the Super Bowl, every fucking time it transitioned to a new song, you just felt like, oh, my God, Bob. I love this song. Like, that's just... The catalog doesn't quit, no matter
Never.
If she's sitting down or not.
That was the other thing that was throwing me off about there being no changes, was like, I didn't know where we were at. I was like, I don't want this to end, but are we like halfway through? Is this like three quarters through?
Ugh. I know, that's true. I mean, once she started rising up.
Yeah, once she started Diamonds, I was like, no, I want more. Where's SOS? Where's Ponder Replay?
Oh my God.
But it's fine. It's not, but it is, but it's...
I know, it'd be one thing if it was like, oh, this is just the beginning, wait for the tour announcement. It's like, oh no, she's done.
No.
She's really done.
She's done.
Yeah. Well.
Well, no, it's not done, actually.
What?
This episode. Because... Because we have to hang up, and then we have to go back to our past selves who have not lived this life and experienced this moment yet.
I cannot believe. I know.
They're filled with so much so much hope for the world and so much excitement.
They have no idea.
We were all so happy that day. It was actually hard to imagine
how childless we were.
I know. By the way, I did do a Rihanna mix that is a up-tempo trance version of Diamonds. I'm gonna promo myself after seeing this producer get his mix in the Super Bowl. I am like shook. So if you want to listen to that, go listen to that, because I am gonna finish the rest of Diamonds probably in like a week or two.
Amazing. We love to see it. And maybe she'll take it into consideration for the R9 hologram performance. Oh my God. This is the life in the Navy in 2023.
It is. Well, I'm off to go scroll more Stan tweets and get this episode up for the girls.
Same. All right. Well, we'll keep up with you and chat with you right now.
Back to you, past selves. Goodbye, gals. Have fun. Enjoy it while it lasts. Saturday.
Technology these days.
I know. Wow, can really you believe advancing. It? jumping universes, just like they talk about on TikTok.
The multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, girls. Thank See you next week.
Yeah. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah. Let us know what's in the future beyond that.
Oh, it probably goes downhill from here, honestly.
They did a good job of predicting the Grammys as well.
They really did. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Yeah.
Just don't get any better.
Just don't get any better.
Honestly, is there anything else to look forward to?
In 2023 or beyond? No.
No. I can't wait to see how this turns out. Well, the Grammys were also a week ago, too. We will be diving into that on the after show.
Yeah, we'll be doing a debriefing, a very timely debriefing of the Grammys.
The aftermath, that the opinions have settled.
The opinions, yes. And we'll also be chatting about the holiday over the weekend.
Some
people celebrate.
Love, love, love.
Love. I just love, love, love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Slay!
Well, what else has happened in the world of legends this week?
You know, lately I've been feeling a little bit LGBT. I'm trying to work it out with my priest. I'm trying to shake it off.
All my fun
fashion friends. The GLAAD Media Awards are on March 30th.
Let's talk about the F word.
And they have just announced some rather exciting award recipients, specifically Jeremy Pope, Bad Bunny, and...
Say!
Gay! Christina Aguilera, recipient of the Advocate for Change Award, and Bad Bunny with the Vanguard Award. They'll be receiving this at the 34th annual GLAAD Awards in Los Angeles.
Why is everything a Vanguard Award? Is that sponsored?
I don't think they're guarding that van very well.
But is it sponsored? By Vanguard.
As far as the GLAAD Awards or in general?
I don't know. That's because everything is like a Vanguard award of like whatever. And I'm like, that's where my Roth IRA is in.
Well, that's not a company.
Vanguard? Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, but like, it's not the point of the award.
Oh, finances.
No, a Vanguard.
I said the words Roth IRA.
No, it's just like a group of people.
What?
Vanguard.
Like the house of Vanguard?
Yes.
Fucking Noah.
Vanguard, noun, a group of people leading the way in new developments or ideas.
Oh.
Yes. So, and I will say, that is, before anyone gets on his case, I actually do approve and agree with Bad Bunny. I think we've talked about it a lot on the podcast, actually, over the years. He's been outspoken about trans rights, gay rights, that same-sex kiss. I don't want to hear about queer baiting. I'm so tired of that. Like, I fuck off with that. I'm so not interested in that conversation. And,
oh, yeah. I was fighting the Jonas Brothers accusations when they were like, oh, they're queer baiting.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, they were ahead of their time.
Especially, you know, just up against machismo culture. And just, he, I do think, has done a lot. So
I agree.
I am pro Bad Bunny. And also, it goes without saying that Christina Aguilera should win every one of these award categories if she hasn't already. But right now she has the Advocate for Change Award, and I do think she changed hearts and souls with her LA Pride performance last year.
Ugh,
the colors of the rainbow. I mean,
appropriating the flag.
Like sucking dick and cock.
For the dildo worn on the outside alone, that performance will stand up for generations to come. We're very excited to watch her receive this award, see what she's wearing.
Speech.
The speech is going to speak.
The speech is going to get its own soundboard page.
It absolutely will, because we've gotten some iconic moments like Mariah spelling out LGBT.
What would you say? Half up, half down,
half
almost in a way?
Gay, half straight. She has obviously been a leader in the LGBTQ
community.
She
have a choice?
She didn't. She was born this way.
Not the newcomer.
Not the newcomer. She'll get an award one day.
Oh, I feel like... Oh, hopefully not an Oscar. Justice for Lift Me Up! we'll just really stir the pot. I feel like one day we need to do a breakdown of the quote references.
Oh, God.
For anyone who may be a newcomer to the podcast.
Specifically, the Legendina-isms.
Yeah.
There's so many. They're so layered.
There's too many.
There are. Well, it just keeps getting better.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
It's for true lovers of music.
Mm-hmm. True lovers of pop culture and podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One day we should honestly just do like a Legendina lexicon, just like an episode devoted to like all of our favorite interview and sound bites that she's given to us. That would be good.
That's a concept.
Oh, it really is.
Shoot him.
Well, actually, what a perfect segue to get the snipers, because did you watch Drag Race?
I did.
Yeah, we have a victory being, actually, I will not call it a victory. I believe it is something that was always meant to happen, being masqueraded as a victory.
What?
90-minute Drag Race is back.
Oh.
I think this was always going to be the case, except for the 90-minute part, maybe. So basically what everyone is celebrating is that Drag Race, through after many fan petitions and outcry on social media, 35,000 signatures and counting on that one petition, announced that 90-minute episodes would return in early March. However, in one of his many rants, Todrick revealed that Real Friends of WeHo was always going to be like 6 episodes or something. So it was going to run out by the time it's these 90-minute episodes start. I think the only victory might be that we're getting the full edit of the episode rather than a 60-minute, but they're still having all of Real Friends of WeHo play out, I think.
Gotcha.
Because it's not really a victory to have a longer edit of the last few people. That's when we don't need it to be 90 minutes.
I'm going to be brave enough to say it. After last night's episode, keep the 60 minutes.
30 minutes.
I'll take 15.
A TikTok.
What was that?
I'm sorry. I'm too honest.
Well, here's the thing. I don't disagree, but I do think it is...
It should have been flipped.
Rude as hell not to have at least the first 2 or 3 episodes be 90 minutes, because there's too many girls.
Yeah.
You don't even hear from half of them because of it. And you felt that, especially the runway. It's like, please, like 9 seconds per outfit.
Oh, the one 2 weeks ago where it was literally 1 second?
It was that
yes,
meme.
Yes, girl. Oh, okay, work, mama. She is getting, and now they're slaying. Oh, that looks great. It was comical.
It was. It was like a sped up TikTok.
And like the edible was hitting so hard. And I was like, am I like on four
then you
times
probably
speed?
Saw each runway for 4 minutes on the edible.
No, it felt like I was on 8 times speed. And then last night's episode, the edible was hitting. And I felt like I was watching the episode for 4 hours.
Oh, God. Yeah. In my opinion, I just feel like they are pretending that this is a bigger victory than it is.
Yeah.
And most people, once they processed that it's 90 minutes in March, they're like, oh, we don't need a 90-minute episode with 4 people in it. That's
we needed the 90-minute for Snatch Game.
Yeah.
And the premiere.
Totally.
Have Real Friends of WeHo premiere in March then and then bump it. I know
that could have happened too. They could have just saved that for, you know, when we didn't need the 90 minute. There were so many ways to
yeah,
to
what
do
is
this.
Going on over there? Did you see the preview for that new show that's coming out too?
MILF Island?
MILF Manor.
No.
But
that's out already.
Put a pin in that because people have been telling me to watch that.
Many people have said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it on? Not sponsored.
TLC.
Oh. Oh my God. I forgot that's a TV channel.
Fan mail, TLC.
Okay, so there's a new show coming to MTV when it goes to 90 minutes called like Art Something, the
Real Artists.
Yeah.
Of...
And the commercial for it was like, for the first time ever, this show will put artists together to compete for an exhibit. Oh, it's called like the exhibit or something.
Oh.
And I'm like, did I hallucinate or like, did this not premiere on Bravo 10, 15 years ago with Work of Art, that show that was like literally... Oh,
probably, yes.
So this like Real Friends of WeHo thing with like Work of Art, I'm like, you're very Bravo 10 years ago.
It's very, can I copy your notes? I won't follow it too closely. Yeah.
Yeah. Justice for Work of Art.
Yeah, Justice for Work of Art. In my opinion, the Real Friends of WeHo should be replaced with season 1 of The Swan. I think we need to get that back on
TV. Oh my
TV.
God, a season of The Swan, but with only gays would be the most unhinged.
And they should be like
someone's
perfectly...
gonna reboot that right now.
Oh yeah, they should be like perfectly hot men, and the judges are just like, "Well, you're hideous, but we will help you get back to a good place."
I really want to look like James Charles. I'll go on it.
Oh god, I was deep diving the Wikipedia of The Swan the other day, and it continues to win like worst show of all time rankings online. It's I watched it live as it was happening.
Same, like with my family.
Yes,
like. Concept of that is like deranged.
It is
I'm like
so deranged.
Sitting with like my mom. I'm like, how old were we at that point?
Yeah, it was 2004. So we were like 16, 15.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't born yet.
I wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we used to like sit and
sit
watch
around
it live.
And watch these women sit in hotels with taped up windows and mirrors as they are told they are ugly ducklings and get massive full body procedures and then compete against each other. Mm-hmm. To be the most beautiful swan. I can't believe that happened.
Me neither.
What we don't have, we need the full Where Are They Now. I want to know what were the damaging results of that show, because I know, I think some have spoken out about like the recovery time and the mental health issues that stemmed from that.
Yeah.
That was not, that was peak early 2000s reality TV gone wrong. We were like one step away from actually having Squid Games.
Yeah,
like
honestly, yes. I think that was the Squid Game
shoot
of our generation. The Swan, yeah.
They should have the third season of it.
Yeah,
should have been
her
like,
tits are lopsided. Get rid of her. Yeah, yeah, so bad. It's so bad.
We were so close, and now they're doing it. You know, they're doing Squid Games real right now.
Yeah, and did you see that? It's
they
like,
keep getting hurt. Yeah, hypothermia. Whatever.
I mean, they copied Mr. Beast already did it on YouTube.
Yeah, but he did like a fun, you know, like a playful one. Whereas this one, I guess they're putting you through extreme conditions and they're like getting hurt. I'm like, okay,
like Fear
but
Factor.
That's Survivor. Yeah, yeah, Fear Factor. Please. If you're going to kill him, kill him.
We joke about it, but it's like too real.
Oh, it's like too real. Yeah. There's some horror movie about that. And then there's also The Purge. But yeah. Anyway.
Oh my god, The Purge, but it's all people from
but it's all muas.
Yeah, it's all makeup art. It's all YouTube
all makeup,
makeup artists.
All makeup artists can have unlimited access to Ulta and weapons for 24 hours.
Ulta and eyelash curlers. That's the challenge.
Michaela with the machine gun running no, through
stop,
the streets.
Stop. I can't.
Show you a wonky eyelash.
The
bitch.
Only thing fake about me is this. And she rips off the falsie, slams it on the table. I want to see a Squid Game with everyone from the Pop Crave replies section. That's what I want to see. 500 people.
And your task is like to carve out those sugar cookies, but the cookies say Cardi outsold.
Yeah. It's just like a bionic CD. It's one of the symbols. A Joanne hat. Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
We have to find something
those...
that's simple enough. A Joanne
hat. Joanne
hat.
Yeah.
An unsold copy of Bionic. the Max Cut.
The Max Cut. The egg avatar from Twitter.
Oh.
They don't make shows like that anymore.
Well, so excited to announce everyone the new Low Network coming soon to streaming. Who wants to invest?
Who wants to invest in that network? Oh,
if
wow. Only.
Watch out, Tubi. We're coming for you.
We just play reruns of The Avenue, our new Squid Game reality show.
Yeah, the Swan reboot.
The Swan reboot.
Of all gays. Yeah. Big Brother Mua edition. A Rock of Love
James
bus
Charles'
gaze.
Season of the makeup.
Oh my god.
YouTube
wait, why was that
challenge?
So good though?
It really was. Oh my god.
Wow. I would be on the gay version of the Swan. I want
oh
veneers.
Oh my god.
I want veneers. That's it. Don't touch anything else. I like everything
just
else.
Just veneers.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh wow. Now, like, I'm getting all these, like, Rock of Love bus.
Colgate presents.
Wait. A Rock of Love bus, Chromatica Ball edition.
Oh, that
where
would be
it's
great,
a Rock of Love bus that's taking you to the Renaissance tour at MetLife. And run cameras, like the Sprinter van on Salt Lake City when
oh,
Jen Chao
absolutely.
Got arrested.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before and after.
The reality show could be getting back to New York from New Jersey after the Renaissance tour.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's like cash cab. Stan cab. Too many free ideas.
Too many free ideas. Where have we gone? Where have we been?
Oh, my life. Well, know where we should go.
To the streets?
It is New York Fashion Week here.
It is New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about fashion?
It's fashion. I think it's time for a little segment that we like to talk about fashion in.
Yeah.
Called
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Speaking of fashion, did you see that quote from Kelly Catrone dragging Instagram or TikTok influencers?
No.
Oh.
She just said, fuck them.
It was on Evan Ross Katz's Instagram stories, which is where I get all my news,
right.
Basically.
Right. Who is very much on my Buffy journey right now and texting me.
Oh, yeah.
He is doing his best to avoid spoilers, but he teeters dangerously close. I do have to stop him. I'm almost there. We're at the end of season 5. We've got
two more
seasons.
The book.
He's got the book, and I'll be able to read it and like know what he's talking about.
Yeah, not sponsored, but...
Yeah, not sponsored.
Shout out, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to the book.
Okay, so the Kelly Catrone, which speaking of reality shows, do you remember her show back in the day?
Yes.
That era of Bravo, top tier.
Top tier.
Do you remember they had the A-list awards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
That's how old I am. I went and was a seat filler, an audience filler at the A-list awards for Bravo back in the day.
You know what's doing the rounds is the clip of Gaga being introduced on The Hills.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Kelly Catrone being like, we're introducing some bitch named Lady Gaga tonight.
Didn't age well. The newcomer.
The newcomer, as they like try and forcibly zip her into this outfit. And they're like, I can't. And then she performs. And that's, and you have like,
it's history.
Lauren Conrad like looking on like half-heartedly at her performing. And that's how Gaga got a career.
You'll always be known as the girl who didn't stream Starstruck. How'd that work out for you? Oh, that era was so good.
It really was. What a time.
Anywho. So back to this Kelly Catrone quote.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I know you think you're in the fashion business because you have 2 million followers on TikTok, but you're not. You're a little kid from Laguna Beach or Orlando, Florida, who has some kind of great skill with getting attention on the internet, but that doesn't make you a fashion influencer.
Oh, spoken like a true Kelly Catrone.
She's got a point.
Us.
Yeah.
I know you have a segment called High Fashion Editorial.
You're in sweatpants.
Yeah. See?
Oh, but some of the girls did step out this week and beyond because we've just begun having our fun on New York Fashion Week. It's really only just kicking off when we record this.
I feel like it's every week at this point. Spring, it summer, is. September.
Every week is Fashion Week when you're like us. Yes, we had the Christian Siriano show where we had legendary Lindsay Lohan. She looked fantastic.
The Lohanissance.
Oh, it is sansing.
Yes.
Sanasa, sanasa.
Which, speaking of the Lohanissance, is it just me or is it everyone saying sans with everyone's like comeback now?
It seems like it's the real cool thing.
Ahead of
I guess
time for...
green hair and mechanical horses is the thing now.
Like the Pam, it was like the Pam Anderson sans, someone said, like the Pamasans.
Yeah, yep, I did see that. Well, everyone loves a comeback.
Yeah.
They just love adding a name to it. So, Lohanissance, though, that's a hit that sticks like grits. So,
the flavor.
Yeah, we had that. We also had Paris Hilton.
This is a potential mother.
This is a potential mother.
I don't even think we talked about that.
We didn't. Because it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, snapped
her fingers.
Yeah.
Got it. Mother Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, new mother, hits the red carpet at the Grammys. Looking fantastic.
It was a sleigh.
I never said that. Paris is my friend.
Kathy Elton's a grandmother now.
Well, I'm sure she'd love to hear that. Although I guess she was because of Nikki, right? Nikki Hilton.
Oh.
Right? They have kids.
Maybe.
I think so.
It's always so weird. Sometimes I see my faves and I forget
that they have
they
children.
Have, like, grown children.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll forget that sometimes about, like, I don't know, Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, right.
She's tired.
I know.
All our faves now. That's why we're not getting bops anymore.
No. Just nursery rhymes and swaddled babies and diapers.
Bobies and dance floors.
Bobies and dance floors. Yes. We also had, this is late breaking news, and I'm not even sure that you even saw it. I just brought this up. Have you been seeing the Brit Awards red carpet, literally rolling out as we record?
I have not.
The Sam Smith?
No.
Get ready for this.
Ooh.
Right?
Are those stilts of some sort?
I think it is your regular outfit, but with the balloonish, I think it's a toot. It probably would work better editorially because it looks really funny walking around in it, but it's a toot. It's kind of like a Klaus Nomi kind of surreal abstract. It's like a, yeah.
That would be chic. Is like an editorial shoot.
Like a Rorschach ink test kind of thing.
Ooh.
But yeah, I think that is a look. And also they had a spread doing...
Oh, the red ties?
The red ties.
Yeah, a slay.
Sam Smith, fashionista, happening right now.
I know, I was debating like going off about that this week.
Well, I think I want to hear you go off.
Well, do you want to hear me go off? Because I actually had a great week. I'm like not mad, so okay. I was like, I don't really want to go off, but like...
I think I want to hear you go off.
I will say the fatphobic comments that I see on the internet are really disgusting.
Mm.
And it says a lot more about you making the comment than it does Sam Smith. Mm. So, yeah.
Preach.
I think it was a slay. So,
especially this, well, this one I just showed you, but also in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if a muscle queen was wearing that, you'd be like, oh, gagging. Oh my God, slay of the world. It's like, yes, mama, she ate that. Am I wrong?
Well, I think we've seen that happen time and time again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to continue working on getting better about my negative self-talk, too, because I feel like my negative self-talk about myself also fuels that same type of energy. And so, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Like, even though I'm just joking about myself, it's like, it's not, yeah.
Well, tits out.
Literally.
Literally. In fact, that actually is the next segment.
Yeah. Like, I was told that I had tits when I was a kid. So, right. Like, oh, do we need to get him a bra?
Boobs out and everything. Tits out and everything.
We need to talk about the fashion at the Grammys, actually. Because we did have some highlights, including Booby Rexha. Tits out.
Tits out. Bops out.
I will have to, like, this era, this 70s fluffy Farrah Fawcett hair, the boobs out.
Slay!
I'm living for this 70s fantasy.
Boobs.
I'm good boobs.
Yeah, literally.
Loving it. And I just feel like she's totally feeling it, owning it, living it, loving it. I think she's, like, so in her era right now.
Yeah.
Like,
her journey has been fascinating.
Yes.
Because I feel like in the beginning, she was so serious.
Yes.
And everything was like, this song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're going to sing the song. Now she is tits out. The TikTok where she was like, on my way to lose to Beyonce.
Yes.
She's like, here the fuck we go. Yeah. The sleigh in the driveway. Mm-hmm. She now is coming into the sense of humor and mm-hmm. the entertainment aspect of it. And I love it.
I 100% agree.
Everything that she does, I love.
Same. And, you know, I think we were going to mention it at the end, but The Heart Wants What It Wants, the sample, the snippet that is coming next week, I believe, every sample that she's posted of it, every snippet has been, ooh, mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. That's a bop. And you can't really tell her shit right now because she's been top 10 for quite a while with I'm Good Blue.
Bop.
Hot 100 top 10. Difficult to get. Not
Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated, losing to Beyonce.
Pretty legendary.
Exactly. I know.
Should I say it? I
You wanted her to win that category?
Baby was robbed.
Well, the thing, I mean, we'll get into it in the after show. We'll get into the after show, but it's long overdue for...
Do you hear they're coming? They're coming.
It's long overdue for B to be winning in the top four categories.
Yes.
Let's have that conversation. Well, we will, but... I get what you mean, because I feel like the genre sections, you can get a bigger array of artists.
Yeah.
I like when the big artists win the big ones, and then you get some surprises in deeper into the genre awards. I get it.
Yeah. We'll get into it later.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. But I have been loving BB on TikTok, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Also, another one of our faves had a little TikTok moment.
She did. I'm very surprised.
This was also pretty unexpected and out of nowhere and random.
So unexpected.
Back to the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Well, speed it up.
Well, BB's boobs were wrapped.
Yes.
And Mariah is singing about it being a wrap.
It wrapped up. It's a wrap. Yes. Mariah Carey's It's a Wrap all the way back to Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel, highly underrated album, is having a bit of a moment on TikTok for the TikTokless community. Specifically of course, you know, we can't, you know, leave a song untouched. It is the sped up version.
Yeah. That's now what everyone's doing. Every EP is now sped up, slowed down,
I guess,
reverbed.
Yeah, why don't we just sit still? How about the sit still version?
Some of them are like a slay, though.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, ooh.
Well, I think that's why Nightcore has always been like prevalent. Like, you know, the fan mixes of
the sped up, I'll do it, bop.
Right. No, it's true. But yeah, it very, well, I don't know if we can play it, but it very briefly sounds like. Oh, you know what? It's fully playing in my pocket right now, not on the.
Get a good lawyer.
They were like, no. Oh, now it's playing in my apartment. No. Oh. No, not this.
Your plants are shaking right now. They're like, oh my God, we need a pop.
I played it on the Everywhere Network. Oh my God, make it stop.
Your snake plant is just like, yes, go off, queen. Yeah.
Well, I think that was Mariah's way of telling me it's a wrap on trying to play it. However,
know what my only issue with this is? And this is a very limited niche problem.
Okay.
But now that the girls are officially releasing sped up and slowed down versions for remixers, it's fucking us up because that's how you get around the
get a good lawyer.
Oh, yes.
The content, the audio recognition systems.
Yes. Well, wait a minute. Duh. That's the reason that it's even happening on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they're sped up and slowed down versions. Yeah, well, we've got to the
bottom
of that.
I mean, it makes sense. The artist should be getting streams. But,
can we figure out a way to monetize it while also leaving it up so it doesn't get taken down?
Yeah, some places have, some artists have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of my remixes on YouTube, it's they make whatever, I don't know.
Sure.
Two pennies from it.
Well, that's two pennies that Mariah didn't have before this, so.
Difficult to get.
Difficult to get.
I'm pretty sure she's got a lot of them.
Yes, we do have the Mariah It's a Wrap EP out as well. She did put out the sped up version officially on the streaming for Music Friday.
All three.
Yep. And the Mary J mix. So you've got a whole It's a Wrap EP. It's all there.
Heidi Montag needs to put out the sped up I'll Do It.
Yeah. And she's aware of it too, because she's retweeting people.
Yeah.
Spencer Pratt, put down your fucking crystals and hit upload on song.
Put
kick
down the
or whatever.
Yeah. Although I am jealous of that.
Hummingbirds?
Well, just, I think that's so cool.
To hold a hummingbird?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do it.
Well, there's not, they don't live
I'll
here.
I'll do it.
I don't think hummingbirds live in here.
In New York?
Yeah.
If you're a hummingbird listening to this podcast, leave a hummingbird emoji.
Hummingbird heartbeat.
Maybe not. Maybe.
Also, I want to remix I'll Do It, officially. Also, I want to remix Freaky by Trisha Paytas.
Well, I think you should do it.
Well, but officially, though, you know.
Well, you can DM at least both of them.
I could, probably.
We've literally spoken to both of them.
Yeah, we did get them their most sales of Superficial.
So we could do that.
Yeah.
You should do it. But, do the remix and then hit her up.
Yeah, or I could just, do the sped up version for her.
That's true, too. Yeah, that actually is a...
She needs to put the instrumental up, too.
Uh-huh.
The instrumental sped up, and then, I don't know.
You'll be surprised if you, help them out. They could add you to their team or pay you for what they, you know.
I'll do it.
Exactly. I've literally heard of people getting hired to artist teams for updating Spotify info and stuff for them and letting them know on their behalf.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If you take the initiative sometimes.
My aggressive era.
Aggressive. Oh, we missed this in high fashion. This technically could be in high fashion. It is fashion.
It is fashion.
It is fashion. It wouldn't be something that I would call out. However, I do appreciate the reference that has been made because of it. Kimberly Kardashian did a photo shoot for, is it Vogue? No.
No, it was something else. And this was like 10 years ago. These are old photos.
Right.
And it's giving like pilgrim, like maiden woman. This is from a very long time ago.
An old maiden type
of
woman.
Yes, an old maiden type of shoe. She should have put them back on the rack. That is another reality. Speaking of shows, top tier.
Yes. So, okay, this was a 2008 fashion book, 13th issue, CR fashion book.
Mm-hmm.
2008 spread, doing sort of a an old matron shoe look. And what happened was, it's been carried away by the internet and been attached to Ethel Kane, Meemaw, as some of you may know her. And basically people have put like lyrics, Ethel Kane lyrics. They've said like me in a house in Nebraska.
Me when I use a broom was one of them. And it's like just camp.
Oh, yeah. Me and the girls pulling up to Ethel Kane's show. Yes,
me when I pay
lot.
In cash. Mm-hmm. It's like things that are not really that. But yeah, and it's with the Ethel Kane song, and it's so random. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, there's something about like Ethel Kane with this pilgrim imagery that people keep doing. Like, did you see this Stan tweet that was like me and the girls pulling up to Ethel Kane's show, and it's just like all pilgrims from, I don't know, it looks like The Village, that movie The Village, or like The Vavitch.
It completely does.
Yeah. Very random, but like, she's getting those streams.
She sure is. Well, once again, and I'm yet to crack the code, once again, on the laptop, when I watch anything on YouTube, it auto-cycles to Ethel Kane. I do think she has actually haunted my computer at this point. I cannot stop it from auto-playing to something Ethel Kane.
It's based on your recommended.
It's a conspiracy theory I'm actually interested in, because I cannot escape it. Top album last year, but it is funny to me. Well, we also have some bops and bangers.
We do have some new music to discuss, but before we get into that, if you would like to support the pod, we do have a Patreon over at patreon.com/legends.
Only. Yeah, if you'd like to send 2 pennies our way to pay for what T. Kyle has to give to Mariah Carey.
It's all cycles, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, we do have an after show every single week after the show. And we will be discussing the Grammys this week. And sometimes we get more personal. Sometimes we talk about random shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go over there and support us if you want.
Thank you, everybody. Now on to the new music.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some house music.
Yeah, for the dance girlies. Shalou is back with a double single. That is a new sound for him.
Oh.
Shalou is like one of my faves. The sound that he does is like very deep house. He's going a little dancier, mm-hmm. which is cool. And the songs are called See You and Feel So Lonely. And I'm just excited to see this like new summery moment.
Something for the summertime.
He posted a TikTok that was like, music is supposed to make you dance and have fun. Don't get so caught up on the perfections of it. And I was like, spilt. Mm-hmm. Also, he let me post my remix of his song that I submitted. I didn't win the contest.
Okay.
But he liked it, and he allowed me to post it on my SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And he said that my sound selection was really good. So,
yes.
I feel like, you know, supportive king.
Supportive king.
Yeah. There's also a track called React, which is ironically in all caps, just like the Pussycat Dolls version, by Switch Disco and vocal queen Ella Henderson.
Mm.
That has a sample of Children by Robert Miles in it. It's not an interpolation. It's pretty direct sample.
Mm-hmm. Bop, bop, bop.
Classic.
Love
but
that.
Yeah.
We also have some new pop music out. The girls are revving up. Re-releasing, deluxing, and starting new eras, including Miss Jessie Ware. Jessie is back with a new track called Pearls, with production by Stuart Price of the legendary Confessions on a Dance Floor.
And I used to be a pearl. Ooh.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's another, I mean, we're at the stage now, we've announced the album out in April. I'm very excited. Jessie Ware's new album called This Feels Good. Wait, I said that wrong. That feels good. Not this. That. That exclamation mark feels good exclamation mark.
That
feels good.
Good.
Yeah, that is exactly what she's going to sing. Exactly. So we've now got Pearls. We've got Free Yourself, which came out last year.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be my favorite new track of the week, to be honest.
Oh, well, I mean, I think she's on a roll. This era, this kick she's on has just been like unstoppable. She's working with Sarah Hudson, Clarence Coffey Jr., and Stuart Price. And I just feel like they are killing it lately. So, very excited.
This is giving, and I hope that, is there a music video yet?
There is not.
Oh, so the lyrics to this, where she says, shake it till the pearls fall off,
oh,
is literally tits out. Like,
yeah,
she's wearing, like, I could see her in, like, a flapper outfit with, mm-hmm, you know, like, a very classy maiden type woman.
Yes.
Boobs out and everything. Tits out and everything.
And she just busts the tits. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
a,
yeah,
tit buster, and it breaks the pearls off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
see the concept,
yeah,
for pearls? This is like she's wearing pearls.
Uh-huh.
But she's shaking her tits so hard that they fly off.
Ugh.
And then all the little maiden ladies in the back can be like, oh, my God, that's so scandalous.
Yes. Well, hopefully she'll hear this and recreate that exact concept.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also have a new one from Miss Tuvalu, Tovlo, Borderline, co-written by none other than Dua Peep. Dua Lipa.
Oh, she's a writer.
She's a writer girl. Yes, with the Struts and Dua Lipa, Borderline. I really enjoy this one as well. It's a little different of a vibe versus Dirt Femme, but I still like it a lot. Definitely, I like the beat. She just performed at Knockdown Center. Saw a lot of the girls out that,
yeah,
concert.
It was a wild weekend for the girls.
Sure was, and there's a lot to be said.
Oh.
Oh. Stay tuned for that. I am recovering from long nights out because, oh my God, I can't do that anymore. Cascada last week and certain events this week.
Wow.
I
was out until 3:30 on Thursday night, actually.
I just don't bounce back. Like, when I lose the sleep, I don't sleep in.
No.
No.
I'm still struggling. Today is Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm still struggling from Thursday night.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. We had a little college reunion. We went out in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Shout out to the girls, my
Shout
FIT
girls.
Girls.
Well, my pick for new music of the week is an album that if you have followed for the pod for a while, you know that I have a playlist that I like to listen to sometimes called Silk Sheets.
The behavior that you exhibited was whore-like. The whore jumped out.
And this
I
is...
I thought this was like a relaxed playlist for the longest time.
It
I
is. It is.
Okay.
It can be. Kalayla is back with a new album called Raven. And this is nighttime vibes, sensual vibes, relaxing vibes.
Oh.
It is really good at nighttime. Moody, vibey, loungy, really excellent album. Really enjoying it. Still diving in. Like, slight dance beats, but sort of contemplative, very...
Moody.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is a cool, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a vibe. A very healing voice. I really love her voice a lot. So I was excited that this album was finally here. It's been a while. So check that out if
you want
a vibe.
I love the album cover.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've also got the debut after well over a decade. 13 years? 14?
Yeah. 12, I think, something.
Yeah. Rebecca Black, Let Her Burn, is finally here.
You may know her as the Friday girl.
And now you know her on New Music Friday.
Oh.
Really reclaiming, and she has done this for a while now, reclaiming the narrative, removing herself from being a butt of a joke, which is not easy to do. It's very easy to be a meme forever on the internet. But I really think she's been putting in the work to change the perception around her and convince people that she actually does make good pop, hyper pop music.
Did you see her quote retweet of, I think it was Pop Crave, actually.
Oh, no.
They tweeted something like 12 years ago, Rebecca Black released Friday, and they had, you know, the four photos, the little snippet. And then she quote retweeted and said, and today I'm releasing my debut album.
Oh.
And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Clearly, she's a big fan of Charlie XCX, PC Music, Arca, all of the pots and pans bangers kind of pop. And she has some real bangers on here. We talked about a few of them as they came out. Crumbs, she left none, quite frankly. Sick to My Stomach, Destroy Me.
I also really like What Am I Gonna Do With You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's a rock girl. She likes to rock out sometimes as well in this album. Yeah, highly recommend. Especially, you know, just shout out to Rebecca for reclaiming her narrative and not being the butt of a joke.
Nope. Crumbs is such a bop.
She left none. She ate it up.
Yeah, this album is a vibe, and I love the cover art.
Same. Very cool.
It would have been funny if she was sitting in, like, the... Instead of the bed that she's leaning on, it was, like, the car from the Friday music video. A little convertible.
I actually did. I zoomed in on the cover art because I wondered if she, like, destroyed something from the Friday iconography of the Friday. I don't think so, though. And also, just a quick shout-out to an artist, Shy Martin. Shout-out to the song Late Night Thoughts, a bop. And Tyla, Been Thinking. Check out that music video. Definitely a student of Tinashe and Janet. Check that out. Those are some last-minute NMF additions.
Oh, we love an NMF here on LO.
We sure do.
YA. WELL. Next week is BB.
Well, as you can tell, everybody cleared their schedule. Yeah. We've got nothing else but BB next week.
Now, I have a question that I saved for this because I was confused.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. So there was a listening party for BB.
Oh, really?
And people were saying album listening party.
Oh, well, I don't think that's the case.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just song, like new music coming up.
Yeah. I'm sure they're just listening to the song.
Okay. And did you see who was in the audience?
Was it a space? Twitter space?
No, it was an actual, like, she was in person, like, singing.
Oh, wait. I saw
Morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
Let me tell you something about these Albanian women. They stick together.
And she was sitting there and she was just, like, smiling.
Admiring BB, her number one fan.
Yeah.
They go all the way
She's
back.
She's like, oh, why don't my songs sound this good? No, I'm kidding.
I did see that. And I heard her.
In the city, I'm on.
It could be an album showcase. I just don't think that there's like an album eminent necessarily, but she was definitely singing like a new song, I think, in that video as well. She's probably testing out some songs. I mean, I saw Rita Ora at The Box a decade ago, and she performed probably 5 songs that we've never heard yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes like the showcase. Girls like do, yeah, they like to test the waters with the bops.
Because there's The Heart Wants, or My Heart Wants What It Wants.
Yeah.
There's the Pee Now bop. And then there's that other one that she was teasing that was like a ballad.
Yeah.
I don't think it had a name yet, though.
She's like, I think I said this on another episode. She's like an A-B tester. She like tosses things out with some audiences and others and sees what hits and what doesn't. She's like a marketer. Sees what the crowd loves.
Yeah.
Which songs Rita Ora looks the most jealous. Baby, I'm jealous.
Bob,
underrated.
That was so underrated.
Yeah. A couple years from now, we will be doing those stan tweets.
Yeah.
Y'all let Baby I'm Jealous flop, since we have to replace Sparks in that tweet format because she's aware of it and she doesn't care.
That video was a mess too, but like such a slay. Like it was very drag queen.
The Bobby I'm Jealous video?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
That neon red hair.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What an era. That was during the pandemic, right?
Yeah. Or like coming out of it. I feel like 2021.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, we've certainly blurred our way through the week. Apologies if I wasn't all there. I have had some experiences and adventures lately. But I will finally be able to write about things in the next few weeks. And that's very exciting.
I hope you keep on serving content. Okay.
It's me to you after this week.
Yeah, I need a nap.
Honestly, but, same.
Yeah.
But like I slept plenty last night.
I did
like,
not.
I was in bed by 10 last night.
I did not. I'm glad you slept.
Yeah. Well, girls, thank you for joining us for another week.
Thank you, as always, for listening.
And we are going to get into the very topical Grammys discussion. It's also Valentine's Day.
Yes.
This week, which, like, who
love
cares?
Love is in the air. Oh.
Does anyone care? This? I feel like no one cares. I don't see any commercials about it. I haven't seen any, like, marketing.
Tough love.
Yeah.
Well, it is only the 11th, technically, though, as we record this, so.
Right, but I feel like in the past, they used to put out Valentine's Day stuff after Christmas.
I think the Fenty Bowl has actually overlapped and overtaken the Valentine's Day slot for the year.
Wow. Mm. With inflation, it's just not happening this year. Give your loved one the gift of time.
It's true. Give them experiences.
Yeah.
Not chocolate.
Wah.
Not that.
Head on over to the after show where we are going to keep talking about things after the show. Or until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.